So this is letter number in the volume 5, letter number 1285, and it's dated Yud Kislev Tavshin Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is the great genius, Rebbe Goen, Moshe, Morena Moshe, with all the titles over here, Varhaftik. Apparently he was in Philadelphia. So the Rebbe says, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, from time to time I receive news about you from people that come from your community. And I'm very pleased to hear that you take a part in the community work and that you are putting in effort in raising the Keren HaTorah, Torah and Yiddishkeit in your community. So now the Rebbe says, I'm coming to tell you what the demand of the time is now. That is the education of the young generation. Based upon the news that I hear from what's going on in Philadelphia, the youth are diminishing and we're losing them from day to day. If we are not going to use unusual methods, so God forbid, we're worried that, as they relate to me, that the entire young generation, with the exception of the select few, actually very few actuality, are going to distance themselves, God forbid, from Torah and Mitzvah. If we don't do something about it to save these youth, these children. Based on the saying of our sages in Sefer Parshat that Ein Mizarzin El Mizurazin, that you only encourage those who are encouraged by themselves, which means that people who are encouraged can be further Mizarz. I'm coming to arouse and to support you and to give you all kinds, all languages of support and strength and to deepen your attention, pay your attention, fitting about the education in the city of Philadelphia. And to do as anything possible and all as you can to improve the situation and to save the souls of our sons and daughters of Israel from descending into the abyss, Chas v'Shalom. It's known, the expression of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles over here, that Chazok v'tamul Hashem nechazer esreikom. There is an assumption, there is an established expectation that if you put in work, it's not going to go empty-handed. You're going to be successful. So if you're going to work, you're going to accomplish. The Rebbe says, for sure, to you, this is extra to prolong in this. I thank you ahead of time if you are going to notify me good news that you actually started doing the work in actuality. May Hashem be will that your work in your hands will be successful. I write to you also to Rav Goyen Pupka, and also I spoke with Rav Goyen Mr. Schneiderman, and when you consult with many people, especially Barabim Hoyu Modi, so the youth of the city of Philadelphia, which their lot is hanging on the scale now, and will be successful. The Rebbe adds the pamphlet for Yutus Kislev, and the Rebbe says you will certainly share it with the community. You see, imagine the Rebbe's work. This is right in the beginning. The Rebbe just starts off his conversation with the rabbi and takes the initiative. He doesn't wait for the rabbi. Apparently, from the looks of this letter, it doesn't seem like the Rebbe has ever communicated with him before. It looks like this is the first communication. But the Rebbe on his own is out there pushing people to save children, whether it's in Morocco, whether it's in Philadelphia, wherever it is. And the Rebbe realized, you know, the Rebbe can't, there's only that much that the Rebbe can do on his own. And I just want to bring out this week's portion, you see, by the Meraglim, by the spies, you know, they were distinguished people, but then they came back with a negative report.
Some of it, what they said, chalav v'dvash.
But as the Rebbe points out in his talk, he says sometimes it is these distinguished people that are the ones that make the mistake, because they are, you know, very smart and they're very learned and they're very righteous. So they start relying on their own ideas, and they're not subjugated to the Moshe Rabbeinu. They're not following the instructions. So the point over here is, you know, to really do what you need to do, and listen. And listen. But it's amazing how the Rebbe cared and did and worked. And when you see now the results, it almost seems natural a lot of times.
Right.
You know, what's here now is all the labor and all the love and all the things that went into it.